There's a download here on WGN Radio. A little Cool It Now.
I want to sing in a falsetto.
That's good, man. That's good. Pete's in. Yeah, you got it. Yeah. Mike Fouché from AlderTrack is here. The subscription news site covers all things Chicago politics. Big day today at City Council, the meeting we've all been waiting for. And a lot of it was sort of show because some of the big things were held. But right. Let's talk about, why don't we start with the big news that Alderman Ed Burke and others want to privatize airport security in lieu of the mess that is TSA.
You know, there's the papers are really big on this, and there's a lot of talk about it. But I think that this sort of thing really is not going to go anywhere, because what essentially they're suggesting is that we're going to create a private force that will be running screening and other elements of security at O'Hare. TSA will do absolutely everything they can in order to stop that.
Yeah,
and. You know, they have lots of resources.
So is it just taking political advantage, grandstanding
well,
in front of newspapers,
yes,
things like
and,
that?
Yes, and actually, in his press conference this afternoon, Mayor Emanuel said, well, I'm meeting on Friday with the director of TSA, and he had a phone call with the Secretary of Homeland Security last week.
Yeah, he loves that.
So this is really, this ordinance is perfectly timed in order to turn the screws a little bit to the director of TSA, who's going to be in town on Friday to meet with the mayor.
But I mean, but how so? Because if you're TSA or you're Homeland Security, are you really thinking that you're in danger of losing or being taken
sure.
over by a private?
I mean, if the largest airport in the United States is now no longer letting you screen passengers, you can't
can
do a
you,
job.
Do,
that
you,
means that you're going to start right. losing it everywhere.
Wait,
I'm just going to say, why in Chicago?
I mean, can you do that like by law? Can you replace the TSA at an airport?
Yes, there are some cases where it's done, and that's something that Burke includes in the packet that he distributed. I think they're doing some of it in Atlanta, actually. But, you know, it's a slippery slope, and I don't think TSA wants that at all. That's bad news for them.
Well, that obviously grabs the headlines. The other thing that that grabbed headlines today, and it didn't even get called, was the regulations over Airbnb. Airbnb just being one of the kind of rental companies. This is
they call it short-term rentals.
Okay, there you go.
Is the term for it. And this has been this whole Airbnb process has been a raging disaster in terms of how it's been managed. Nobody likes it. The ordinance that's coming out, the folks from Airbnb don't like it. Opponents of it, Alderman Michelle Smith and Alderman Tunney, who are from Lincoln Park and Lakeview, respectively, don't like it at all because there's going to be a lot of Airbnbs in those neighborhoods. And they don't like it because they feel like it's encouraging for there to be more Airbnbs in the neighborhood. There's a big problem in those communities where developments are built. Mm-hmm. Or houses are bought, and then they're just turned into Airbnbs.
Right. Well, I mean, you see that in more vacation spots. You think of Tahoe or ski towns where every piece of property that's built, it's really for renting houses.
That's exactly right.
It's surprising to know that that's something that's happening here, but I guess it is.
Well, I think in certain communities, if you feel like you're not going to be able to rent the apartment or you're not going to be able to turn it into a condo, why not make it an Airbnb? And if you have a bunch of houses on a block that are doing that, you know, basically that turns those houses into ghost houses. You don't really have people living there. Mm-hmm. You don't get to build a community out of it. And that's the concern that they have in those neighborhoods. But the reason why this has been such a disaster is that 4 months ago is when the mayor's office first said we're going to introduce some regulations, and then it just sat for 3 months. And then all of a sudden it had to move really fast. And in the last week, they've had change after change after change. Yesterday, they had this marathon hearing where hundreds of people showed up to testify. And then they said, okay, we're going to make some last minute changes. And apparently there was all this negotiating being done last night. And so they had an extra committee meeting this morning before council met, and the committee was supposed to vote on the ordinance, and the members of the committee say, well, where's the ordinance? We haven't actually seen any language. Mm-hmm. And so then the committee chair says, well, here's a summary. And you look at the summary, and the summary is missing the key part that had changed overnight. And so there was a lot of anger and dissatisfaction.
Is that why
among
it was
aldermen.
Held ultimately?
Yes. It was held because it was unclear. Nobody really liked what they were voting on. They felt like there needed to be more changes, and it was being very rushed. The question that was on everybody's lips, a lot of aldermen, was, why is this so rushed? Why is it moving so fast? And actually, the mayor was asked that question in the press conference after city council, and he didn't really give a good answer. He said, oh, well, we need to save we need to start regulating and do it soon. But, you know, why can't you wait another month? You know,
did he go, Mike? No, no, you know what?
He doesn't talk to me.
No, he doesn't. Let's bring in another alderman he probably doesn't talk to, Alderman Scott Wagaspak of the 32nd Ward. Alderman Wagaspak, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us, man.
You bet. How you doing?
So,
hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Let me ask. Let's start because we're just kind of going over the news. The one thing that I want to talk with you about is obviously what's happening with O'Hare Airport and the move that you and unions and other aldermen are taking to create an airport authority. Why is that necessary?
Well, I think the biggest issue that we were looking at goes back quite a few years in terms of wages and contracts at the airport. You know, when this last term started for some of the aldermen, one of the first things they voted on was the T5 contract, and we felt that it wasn't fully vetted. It was kind of a rush deal, and we felt we left a couple $100 million on the table that could have gone to provide better wages for a lot of Chicagoans that work out at the airport. So that was the number one thing. But as you know, a lot of people on the northwest side have been suffering through the noise issue that has gone, I think, really unaddressed in a really fashionable way. And so that came up in the issue too of looking at an airport authority as having a broader kind of purview of all these contracts and deals that are going on and represent people more than what we're seeing right now.
So Alderman, one of the things that I heard about from the unions that are pushing this is that they're very concerned that contracts aren't being negotiated well and that workers are being abused. Is that one of the things that you see needs to be done? Is that one of the lead reasons?
Yeah, I mean, if you go out there and you watch some of the workers, you know, and I think there's some of them that are unionized, some of them are not. Some of them are these third-party subcontractors that these contracts are doled out to once the big ones are done, and there's no rules or
so these really are the people regulation. Pushing wheelchairs that are maybe doing some of the other work, not baggage handlers, not people working in restaurants, but pretty much all the other jobs.
And there's hundreds of them out there, if not thousands. And I think when you kind of look at the whole conglomerate of them, but there, you know, there's a huge turnover there as well. And each year there can be 100 to 300% turnover on those jobs, and the wages are not that great, but you know, we're talking about an airport system that brings 90 million passengers. It's a $45 billion a year industry, and we have some of the lowest wages, and the working conditions are not that great. And these are contracts that are just being doled out without a lot of oversight over them and not allowing for these people to get a living wage.
What do you have to do to make this happen? I mean, obviously the unions have political clout, and you have a couple aldermen, a few aldermen that are on board with something like this. But to get this through and take this power essentially away from the mayor of Chicago, how do you see that playing out?
Well, I think we have to address a lot of issues here. One is how we start off on it, which we're looking at doing an advisory referendum to see what the people of Chicago think. And again, this is a broader issue of not just those contracts, but how the whole airport system is run. You know, you look at what's happening with the TSA right now. You look at the noise issues, the wages and the contracts. There's much bigger issues at stake here. So we're gonna have a discussion about this, hopefully in the Aviation Committee with Alderman Zalewski, and let him kind of help us craft substantive hearings around that. Hopefully have advisory referendum in November, and then really start a broader discussion about how we're going to do it. And, you know, Chicago's like one of the only major cities in the U.S. that doesn't have such a system set up, like a board of commissioners or an airport authority, as they do in a lot of other big cities.
Yeah, we need a port authority. We need a port authority.
A nice bunch of buses to pass out by. Alderman, I want to ask you about this $600 million general obligation bond authorization that was today. So the city approved $600 million more borrowing. And from what I saw, about $50 million of that $600 million is to pay for anticipated police settlements. And maybe about $120 million of it is to go to fees and interest to the various banks that are going to be issuing these bonds for us. What do you think of all this? Is this a good deal for the city?
Well, I think one thing I've been trying to do is talk to some of the other bondholders and see what they feel about how we're doing business here. And obviously, they have a lot of concerns. They want to see us make the pension payments. But they also want to see us do a better job of having more transparency on these kind of deals. And I know we've been having a lot of discussions. You know, we just passed our transparency ordinance around bond issuances. That goes into the future. But, you know, talking to these bondholders and some of the other parties, they feel like Chicago needs to be more open about what we're doing. So, you know, I think.
So the people lending us the money think we're not doing a great job.
No, they don't. And I think, you know, that's why we're trying to get more of this out into the open. I know there was some discussion today about, you know, we haven't, you know, we're looking at settlements and judgment for police. That's a huge number every year, and that's gone down from using bond money to pay for it and trying to get it over into, you know, the corporate fund.
But we're doing it again for next year.
Yeah, and I think it's an issue that's, you know, hopefully by next year is going to be cut in half or more because it's been a route that's been really dragging us down in terms of those bond numbers. So hopefully you know, the plan for the future is to get away from that.
Alderman Wagenspeck, let me ask you this as we wrap up. Just in general, as we hit the summertime here in 2016, obviously, you know, the election you guys are reelected now is way in the rearview mirror. Is the city going in the right direction? Are we trending up or are we trending down?
Well, you know, I think it's it depends on where you are, which neighborhood you're in, and the amount of officers out there in terms of manpower. We don't know what we need out there yet. I think a lot of people would say more for what's going to happen this summer. You know, and I think there's a lot of aldermen like citizens who are concerned about the direction the city's going. You know, the mayor just put out this new proposal for IPRA, and there were several aldermen that have been working on that with community organizations and different people for many months and looking outside for assistance from the DOJ. And, you know, there's been kind of a backwards approach to everything that's been going on over the last few months. And I think that's what people are more concerned about, that they don't feel that the mayor has taken the lead on this and showing the city the direction that we need to go.
Alderman Scott Wagenspeck, a 32nd Ward alderman. Thanks for joining us tonight, Scott.
You're welcome, guys. Have a great evening.
There he goes, Mike. I mean, it's good to have him. Before we wrap up here, we got about 4 minutes left. The other things that we really talk about, a neighborhood opportunity program.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. Alderman Riley, who was on Rokan today, he calls it a slush fund. But this is an idea that's not unlike TIFs.
This was, you know, it is. I mean, the idea is that... you know, if you're going to build a building downtown, you want to make it taller, you want to make it closer to the sidewalk or, you know, various things like that. There are various bonuses and you can pay into if you want to be able to do certain things that aren't part of zoning. Hmm. And so this cash would go into a big pile of money, which some of it would go to beautify local landmarks that are in the downtown area. But some of it would also potentially go into other neighborhoods around the city.
It sounds great on paper, but like with TIFs, we run into the same with what Alderman Riley says. Is it just a bucket of money for the mayor to do
the concern,
pet projects?
Yeah, the concern the aldermen have is that there's really no true oversight for the money, and the mayor can just do anything that he wants with it. And there was no vehicle set up today in order to account for it, you know, how much money is in there, and... you know, how do you get a project out of there? There's just nothing like that.
Well, I mean, we trust the mayor, so
he does. Yeah, he's very open. He's open. He likes to talk a lot.
Let's talk about the last thing that is on the docket: the new strip club rules. Now, this is something I'm having
and with a bang.
I'm
there,
having
Justin.
A hard time
Boom.
Understanding Booyah. This story. Every time I look at it, I'm like, okay, so Alderman Mitts She
put who is in, a very devout Christian, by the way, that she, teaches Bible study.
She put in an ordinance that said that we are going to have a new day in Chicago where there's alcohol and all nude dancers.
Yeah.
And the money, the license to be able to get that would go to charity.
Yeah, no, even better is that the money made, so the city would license strip clubs to be able to sell booze, and the money from that would then go to sexual assault centers across the city. And the sexual assault, the anti-sexual assault groups said, this is, no, we're not going to take money,
that money right.
from that in order to, then, and so there was big upset
and
about
so now
that.
It's been rewritten.
It gets even better. So Alder Mitz, was very uncomfortable with carrying this bill. I mean, you know, this, she was very constantly saying, I don't do these sort of things, you know, just because I'm not using these kind of businesses. I'm still chair of the license committee.
Clear, right.
And she kept referring to pasties as pastries. The dancers would wear pastries and G-strings. She was clearly uncomfortable
with the
whole thing.
This is how politics works. This is sort of a, if you want to follow how this ordinance sort of has gone, this is where it started with that sort of basic idea that it was alcohol and all nude dancers.
Yeah.
Now it's been compromised and moved, and we're essentially back to, I guess, where
nothing,
we're at now.
Nothing. I mean, it just...
Is it dead?
I think that really what the strip clubs want is alcohol.
Right.
And they could care less about the level of nudity, honestly, because they're still going to get money. I think that what they're – so will it come back again? I don't know. It stopped after the committee hearing because there was such a movement against allowing alcohol. So she just said, I'm not going to bring it up in city council. Will it come back again? I don't know. Every couple of years this thing comes back. You know, we'll probably hear about it again.
Yeah, it's almost like a card trick. Look over here.
Pastries.
Look at the shiny thing. We're going to talk about pastries. For
pastries and G-strings.
Mike Boucher from AlderTrack.com. Subscription news site that covers all things Chicago politics. Good to see you, Mike.
Good to see you.